sometimes you see a person, there's maybe a spark, a little glance, a wink, a nod, but you don't get a name or number. So how do you follow back up with them?
You do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
To the hot, angry golfer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Look, before you judge me, hear me out. I'm 20. I don't know how to golf. I don't even know what par means. Anyway, I was walking to work because my car was out of gas. Cutting through the golf course, I see an empty golf cart sitting right by the path.
Mm.
So naturally, I borrow it.
Oh, you borrow the empty golf cart that somebody's probably using?
The second I put it in drive, I hear screaming behind me.
Uh-oh.
I turn around, and there you are.
Oh, hey, don't take my cart!
Dark hair, pink golf shirt, white skirt.
Yep.
Sprinting toward me like I had just stolen the Declaration of Independence.
Well, you stole a ride.
Your friend was with you, too. She gave it everything she had, yeah. Bless her heart. But you were the athlete of the duo.
Oh, what?
Wow.
That, okay.
That's when it hit me.
Yeah.
You were ridiculously attractive.
Oh, great.
I almost reconsidered what I was doing. Then survival instincts kicked in. After I dusted you and your friend, I looked behind me and realized your golf clubs were still attached to the cart.
Oh, my gosh. He's stealing golf clubs, too.
Now, listen.
Oh, gosh.
Now, listen. I'm a temporary golf cart thief, not a monster.
Okay.
So I parked near a big oak tree, leaned your clubs against it, and wrote you a note with a little golf scorecard pencil.
What a nice guy. He's trying to turn his villain origin story into a hero story. This is precious.
Dear, cute but angry lady, I am sorry for taking your cart, but I needed it more than you did.
Oh, really?
I think you're beautiful, and that's why I left your clubs. I hope you can teach me how to golf sometime.
Not gonna happen.
Then I drove away.
Oh.
But I realized I forgot to leave my number. So if you're the gorgeous woman who chased me down on the golf course, I'd love another chance.
I can't. Uh-uh.
Maybe you can teach me what a driver is. And I'll teach you what the inside of a county jail looks like.
Yeah.
Because I accidentally got a 2-day stay after that.
Oh, wow. Okay. So someone else... probably at the golf clubhouse.
If you somehow see this and remember me, know that I'm out, rehabilitated.
Oh, great.
And I'd love to buy you dinner.
That is never happening.
What do you say?
No. We say no. We say no.
Listen.
No.
He realizes what he did.
Yeah, only partially. Because he continued on with stealing the golf cart and didn't go back.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections. What a fun little story, though.
Yes,
for us.
For us.
Not for the poor ladies.
No, no.
Okay. To the handsome young man at Kroger, meat section, woman for man.
Okay.
You probably don't remember me. You probably don't remember me. I'm the 76-year-old woman who accidentally knocked over a display of crackers in the grocery store.
Oh.
So embarrassing.
Okay.
But then you rushed over and said, let me help you with that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mercy. The manners. The smile. The shoulders.
Oh.
I hadn't been looked at by a man like that since my Harold was alive.
Wow.
Now, Harold was tall too, sharp dresser, never wore his wedding ring. Turns out he never wore common sense because he spent half our marriage chasing bimbos. Good riddance.
Good riddance! Wow! Who knew Harold had a part in this?
You, however, you look to be around 50, maybe 60. If life had been especially kind to you, I thank you and figured at my age, subtlety is just wasting precious time.
Here it is.
So I smiled and said, your lady friend must be awfully lucky to have someone like you.
Mm.
You smiled back like you were single.
Oh.
Well, butter my biscuit.
Hey.
My pulse hasn't moved that fast since Elvis was on TV.
Wow.
Then I noticed the package of steaks in your cart and asked, are you happy with your meat?
Hey.
And winked.
And winked! What a sassy grandma.
The poor dear looked absolutely bewildered that I pointed at your shopping cart, and you laughed and said, yes, you were happy with your meat.
Okay.
Hoped I had a wonderful day and strolled away and out of my life.
Oh, no.
Haven't stopped thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Every Thursday, I wander that grocery store and I spend more time in the meat department than my cholesterol recommends. But no handsome gentleman.
Oh, geez.
Just me and ground beef.
Oh.
So if by some miracle you read this, I'd love another chance to chat. I'm active.
Yes.
I take care of myself.
Yes.
And I promise not to ask about your meat until at least the second conversation.
Okay.
She's sassy.
Yeah.
I like that. If you're looking to make Louisville's happiest cougar even happier, you know where to find me.
Uh-huh.
P.S. If you're wondering whether 76 is too old, my knees occasionally disagree. The rest of me is accepting applications.
Wow.
Kiss emoji.
She is a piece of work.
You know what? Good riddance, Harold.
That's right.
This could be the next
opportunity. Chasing bimbos. She's
got time. She's got room in her golden years for a new friend.
That's right.
This is great.
That's right. All right. So whether you're hunting down the hot golfer whose golf cart you
and
stole.
Clubs you stole.
Yeah.
We're assuming that they found them.
Or the handsome, strapping young man.
With the meat.
With the meat. It could be one thing. And that, my friends, is
Craigslist.